Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this show, and today I am super pumped and excited to welcome my guest, Mr. Brendan Watt. So first of all, welcome, Brendan.
Thank you, Betsy. I love your I love the introduction to this show, by the way. It was brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed doing this radio show for several years now, so it really is so much fun to do. And so today we are going to be talking about choice and change. And so what does choice mean to you? And choice. I wonder, are you waiting for that one choice to rule them all? What were you going to say?
Well, a lot of us do wait for that one choice to rule it all, and we'll wait until we choose, until we find that perfect choice. Once I find that perfect choice, then I can choose that, and then everything will be good, and I'll never have to choose again.
Isn't that the way it works?
I wish. You know, I mean, that's what I pretty much did. Before I started Access, it's like I waited and waited and waited and waited, and I thought one day something will change. And it's like, and I waited for that one choice to make, and I waited for that. Well, I didn't actually even wait for the one choice to make. I waited for somebody to make that one choice for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so I was constantly going, I was constantly on stalling my life, and I was constantly on autopilot because I wasn't looking anywhere into that I was actually creating it with the choices I was making. So it's kind of a big part, if you want to create your life, that you actually have to choose.
That's so true. And in case anybody's not familiar with Brendan, before we dive any more in, I would just like
not
to
familiar
let
everybody
know.
Me?
I know, it's the nerve. Just in case there's, you know, one or two people out there who might not know who you are. So Brendan is a successful CFO of Access Consciousness Australia, and he's also an international speaker and literally travels the world facilitating a lot of different classes, all under the umbrella of Access Consciousness. And he's got some specialty classes, conscious parenting. He's got relationship. Are you sure you want one? And he also facilitates some specialty classes, as well as the Choice of Possibility core classes, advanced classes with Access. So to say that Brendan is a busy man is a little bit of an understatement.
Yes. I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yes, and right before the show, I asked Anuta, he was off setting off next to Marseille to teach an Access Bars class, which he's now done, I think, twice, once a year, and the foundation class. So he's actually live streaming these for people who are asking to see something live stream with Brendan, and Access Bars is the first class in the huge array of classes that you can take, and it is a kind of a foundation for a lot of the other classes. So if you're interested in it, you can actually live stream it around the world, and if you're listening to this, let's say a year from now or 6 months from now, you can also go to the Access Consciousness website and purchase it. So there's a lot of different options. And I wonder, so if anybody's interested in finding out more about Brendan, you can either go to accessconsciousness.com and look for his name that way. He's all over Facebook, or he's also got a website, Brendan Watt, and it's BrendanWatt.com, and you can find all of his current classes, and he does a lot of telecalls as well. He's got a ton of Zoom, you know, free stuff out there on YouTube and SoundClip and just all kinds of amazing things that you can find for Brendan. So that's my plug for you, Brendan, before we move any further.
Like,
and you're welcome to add to it. And Brendan is an amazing facilitator. I love taking your classes. I always I end up being very fried at the end and definitely have that change.
Yeah. I know, and it's like, and this class coming up, the one that you just mentioned, the bars class and the foundation class that I'm doing in Marseille, it's like, for me, that those two classes changed my life 9 years ago. So for me to facilitate that class and have it be global, have it be live streamed around the world. I mean, I did one last year, a bars class, a global bars class, and it's like there was, I think there was 40-something different countries that signed up, like people in different countries. And, I mean, some of these countries were countries that I'd never even heard of. And I said, I thought I was well-educated on the countries of the world. But it's like, and the target for me with that class was to get to people that couldn't actually get to a class that were going, you know what, I want my life to change too, but I don't have $200, $500, $1,000 for a plane ticket. I don't have the funds to travel. And to see that people could sign up and come on that and to watch the people change was just that's my inspiration, and that's why I love doing what I do. It's just wonderful.
Me too. I love facilitating the foundation classes. Well, all of the classes, honestly, like, and Brendan said, and to see people, what they reach for and what they choose and the change. And it is so inspiring to be a part of it. It really is. So.
Yes. So
you're
let's talk about choice.
Choice, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I said at the start of the show, it's like before I found the Access Bars, before I actually started changing my life around, it was like, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for, you know, I was praying to God, please, God, save me. Please, can I win the lottery? Please, can I, you know, I was waiting for the answer. And it's like, and I realized when I started, nothing was changing. And then I went, you know what? My life needs to change right now or I'm out of here. I've had enough of this. I've had enough of being unhappy. I've had enough of being depressed. I've had enough of not having money. I've had, and I had got to that point in my life where I'd had enough. And in that demand of myself that things change was the place where I started looking at, okay, I actually need to get off my ass and I need to make the change myself if anything's going to work. And when I found Access, I realized in my first level 2 and 3, which is now the Choice of Possibilities path, Gary talked about everything that's showing up in your life is based on the choices that you make. Everything that you are right now is based on every choice that you've ever made. And I went, what? And for me, that was this huge light bulb because I realized, wait a minute. So I've created myself exactly to where I am right now based on the choices that I've made, not the choices that my family made, not the upbringing that I had, not anything that had happened in this lifetime or any other, because it was based on the choices that I'd made. When I realized that, my whole life changed because I went, okay, so if I can make choices to create this pile of shit called me, because at the time I thought I was a pile of shit, then I could make different choices and I could create a different life. And that's when I realized that I could start making different choices and my life started changing. So the power of choice is that creates your life. And a lot of people don't get it. And one of the things that really traps us and that really stops us with creating our lives is we're taught to judge. So we go, oh, okay, so how do I get my choices right? as soon as you go to how do I get my choices right, you've eliminated 99% mm-hmm. of your choices.
Right.
You know, so we do this thing of judging ourselves and judging our choices, and therefore we're only creating a life as good as we can based on judgment. We're not actually creating one that can go beyond it. So it's kind of a little bit of a sticky situation if you're making your choices based on judgment.
Well, it's definitely really limits the possibilities and the opportunities that present yourself are presented to you, and that you actually even allow yourself to be aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many different elements to it. And it's like when I talk about it in classes and stuff, it's a lot of things come up for people, but it's like, well, if I choose this, then my friends won't like me. Or if I choose this, my relationship won't work. Or if I choose this, I'm going against my family. Or if I, we've already categorized how we can choose based on how it will affect others, or how it will make us judged, or how we will be made wrong. Or we've got all of these filters that we use that we look through before we'll choose, rather than our awareness. And the key, the absolute key to choosing based on possibilities is your awareness. And that comes from the place of question, where you have to go, okay, if I choose this, what will it create? And for me, it's like when I started Access, it was like, but I don't, you know, Access's tagline is empowering people to know that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Now people go, what do you mean, know what I know? I don't know anything. What are you talking about? You know, but it's like, yes, you do, because I can guarantee you've had at least one time in your life where you knew something wasn't going to work, but you chose it anyway just to see that it wouldn't work. We've all done it. I've not met one person out of thousands and thousands and thousands that has ever said to me, no, I've never done that. So it's like, so the lie is that we don't know. That's one of the biggest lies that we buy, is that we don't know, because we do. So it's like if you recognize that, and when people start to recognize that, oh, wait a minute, I do know. I did know that choice wasn't going to work out, but I chose it anyway. Then you start to see, okay, so I do have knowing. So what if I use that knowing to make my choices rather than what I've decided I need to choose?
Mm-hmm. And for people listening who might be wondering, well, how do they use this knowing? Or how do you make it even greater? What could you offer them there?
Well, the way you use it is by question. So you've got to start with, okay, if I choose this, what's my life going to be like? And one of the things that we do in Access is we do, if I choose this, what's my life going to be like in 5 years? Now, the reason we do 5 years is because it's far enough into the future that you can't figure it out. Because our choices actually affect far further into the future than we actually acknowledge. So it's like I could make a choice today that may seem like a small ripple, but that ripple continues and continues and continues. It's like if you throw a pebble into water, the ripples at the beginning will look mm-hmm. the biggest. So that's the obvious part of what your choice is creating. But those ripples keep, as much as they get smaller and smaller and smaller, and they look almost non-existent, the energy of them is still there. So that ripple continues going out until it hits the edge of the water. So it's like that's pretty much the same way as your choices work. You might not see how that choice keeps going, but the energy of that choice keeps moving into your future. So that's where you got to be aware of every choice you make is creating your future. So if you go, okay, if I choose this, and I can understand that if you're, you know, listening to this, this may sound a little foreign, but it's like, but go with me for a minute. If I choose this, what's my life going to be like in 5 years? You start getting a sense of your awareness, and you'll go, oh, okay, this feels weird. Okay, so does it feel weird, or are you aware of a future that it's not going to work in? And that's when you start going, okay, all right, that's not going to work. So what could I choose that would be greater than this? What other choices do I have available here? Because, see, one of the things that we've been taught also is we have a menu of choice. So we'll go, well, I have three choices. I can choose this, this, or this. And in that, we eliminate the thousands upon thousands of other choices that we have available. So it's like, okay, what other choices do I have available with this that I've never even considered? So that question alone will start opening up different doorways into what you can choose.
One of my favorite questions, and I really love asking myself that, especially if I'm if I find myself going to the place of I'm trying to figure it out, or I have to get it right, or I know that I've like that really helps me see where I'm limiting what I'm choosing. So when I ask that, like what is possible here beyond anything or anything I can ever imagine or never imagine, and it gets me to this that space of what could I, if I would get out of my own way of thinking I had to have the answer or that there had to be a right answer. And so that's why one of the reasons I love that question.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, because when we, like even with imagination, it's like we're taught to, like you can only perceive that which you can imagine. And it's like, okay, so I can imagine something, and then, okay, that's as far as I can go. But it's like our imagination is also a limitation because we have created that based on this thing we call our mind. You know, we use our mind to imagine. We don't actually use our being to perceive what's actually available beyond it. And that's really the thing. It's like we've pretty much been, and I don't know how deep to go into this, but I'll just see how we go. But it's like we've pretty much been sold this idea of this is what is. You know, we come in as kids and go, okay, here's life, children, here you go. Now be good, run along, go to school, pay your taxes, grow up, get married, have more children, and then get older and then die. Okay, there you go. Have fun. You're like, oh, what happened to the magic? You're like, by age six, you're going, I don't know if I like this place. Why did I come here? Why didn't I go to a happy planet?
Well, that's a great time to take our first break here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Brendan Watt. Thank you for listening.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey guys, we have a special treat today with Brendan Watt here talking with us. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we are talking today about choice. And for all the people listening who think they don't have a whole lot of choice in the world, that maybe this conversation will contribute something for you to look at all the places in your life that perhaps you've decided you didn't have a choice. And you actually do have choices.
Yep. It's interesting when you start actually seeing that as well. I mean, I remember for me when I started going, wait, I could choose that? What do you mean I could choose that? I've always been told I couldn't choose that. But
yep.
It's like, but there's so many things in our lives that we're told we can't choose. And we go, like, we're taught it as kids. And what a lot of us do, and for me, what I did, I have a 14-year-old son now who's a teenager, and I'm not quite sure my parenting worked because he's a teenager still. But it's like, for him, what I looked at was rather than teach him about, okay, that's a wrong choice or that's a right choice, I taught him, okay, what's that choice going to create? Right? Because see, what a lot of us have been brought up with, and what a lot of our parents did, not based on the idea that our parents got it wrong or that they did anything wrong, but they did the best they could. Most of the time, our parents did the best that they could with the tools that they had, which was pretty much none. So we're told, well, don't do that, that's bad, or do that, that's good. So we start learning about this right and wrong thing with choices rather than, okay, if you choose that, what's it going to create? Well, and Gary Douglas tells this story about his kids, and rather than saying, if you touch the stove, don't touch the stove, you'll get burnt, because the kids were standing around the stove wanting to touch it. Don't touch the stove, you'll get burnt. Instead of saying that, he said, that's hot. So they have the awareness of, okay, the stove is hot. I have the choice to touch it if I want, but it's hot, and it will burn me if I touch it. So he didn't. It wasn't about telling them not to do it. It was about giving them the awareness of what the choice could create if they did do it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what we didn't really get as kids. We were pretty much told not to do it rather than figuring out for ourselves what our choices create. And that's one of the tools I could give with it is being willing to get your choices wrong. For me, that gives me immense sense of freedom with choosing, because I know that, okay, if I choose this and it doesn't turn out or I get it wrong, at least I get awareness from it. And I've made thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of choices over the last 9 years doing Access that I went, oh, that was an interesting choice. But rather than make myself wrong for it, look at, okay, so what did it create? Okay, created this. Okay, cool. Now I have that awareness. And once you get that awareness from the choices that you make, you have that forever. No one can ever take it away from you. And this is really
Very
how you
true.
Start teaching yourself how to choose.
So true. And the opportunities for something different for our kids and even for ourselves, where it's like, the stove is hot. Your choice, what are you going to do? And that actually takes, you know, instead of taking the power away from individuals, that empowers them to make the choice. And they still may want to check the stove for themselves to see, oh, yeah, they're right, it really is hot. Versus the, you know, where you're just blanket across the board told no. And having your choices limited for you. So you're not, you know, the choice is being taken away from you. That's a great example.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, so how many, so do you do, are you doing POC and pods on this show?
We can, sure.
So it's like, so how many choices have you been taken, how many choices have been taken away from you that you now have eliminated from your reality based on the idea that you couldn't choose? And everything that is, and everywhere that you bought that, we destroy and uncreate it.
Absolutely.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because it's like, the thing is as much as we might not remember different things of our childhood, as an energetic, see, the thing is we're all energetic beings and we don't really look at this. We go, no, I'm not. I'm just normal. If you're listening to this show, I'm pretty sure that you're not normal. So I'm just going to put that out there. But it's like, but we've got this idea. No, I'm just normal and things just, you know, like I'm cranky because of this. No, you're cranky because is it even yours? You know, but it's like, but notice in your, like, one example I could give with this is like, notice in your life, you're going along, everything's working great, and then all of a sudden you feel like you stopped. Everything's stopped. Everything, you're pissed off. You're cranky. Nothing's working anymore. Why? You know, and then people will go into the why and they'll go, well, because I just got a bill in the mail that I wasn't expecting, or because my children just told me they don't like me, or because my relationship's not working. And it's like, so we create these justifications for something that 99% of the time is not even ours. So I'm pretty sure you've probably talked about the tool on this show of who does it belong to, but it's one of the most neglected tools in Access is who does it belong to, because most of us go to, well, it must be mine because it's showing up in my life, you know, but we create our lives that way. We go, well, it's showing up in my life, so it must be mine, so now I have to deal with it. And we spend 99% of our energy dealing with things that aren't even ours, which leaves us how much time to choose what works for us?
Right.
None.
And we spend all this time distracting ourselves from, you know, the our possibilities and our choice. And I just want to mention, if somebody's not familiar with those kind of weird words that Brendan was saying a little earlier when he said, do we pock and pod? That is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, and it's designed basically to bypass our logical thinking mind and clear out the hard drive of our brain, and you can get way more information. There's a great video that Dr. Dane here has explained it if you'd like more information, and that you can find at theclearingstatement.com. So with that, with this conversation, and how we have so limited ourselves by thinking that everything we think and everything we feel, well, and I actually was having a conversation with a client this morning about this very thing, and she just introducing her to this idea, and she's like, well, I always thought, because I've been thinking about it, that it had to be mine. I mean, who else would it be? Why would I be thinking about it if it wasn't mine? And by the end of the conversation, she had lightened up so much, and she's like, oh my God, this is going to give me so much freedom. If I don't have to hold on to every single thought, feeling, and emotion that comes my way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, what a gift. I mean, what a gift that is, and what a gift you were for her. It's like, and that's the thing I love about Access is one of the things that it said in your intro was cutting edge tools. And it really is, because it's like no one's ever talked about this on this planet before, ever. That 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions don't belong to you, but it's a little more than that. But I'm not going to talk about that. But it's like, but no one's ever talked about this before. And they are cutting edge tools because they work. I mean,
they
did.
Do. Yeah.
I did lots of different things before starting Access. Like for probably 10 years before, you know, I'd read books and I'd go to courses and I did all the different things. And I mean, I remember, and they were all, you know, something would change. And then within 24 hours to 48 hours, my life would go back into this pile of shit. And I go, oh, okay, well, that didn't work. So I must have gotten that wrong too.
Right.
I was wrong. At the end of the day, I'm wrong. Okay, good. At least I know where I stand. But it's like, I remember this one thing that I read, and it was in this book, and it was talking about, you know, it was talking about fairies, and it's like, and the girl that was writing it, she was talking about, okay, so there's fairies that exist, you know, all over your yard and all over your lawn and stuff like that, and you have to tell the fairies when you're coming out to mow the lawn, to cut the lawn, or you're going to kill the fairies. You know, and I was like, so me being me, you know, was like, I'd go out there and, you know, before I'd start up the lawnmower, I'd be like, fairies, I'm coming to mow the lawn. And I was like, one day I realized, wait a minute, if fairies are these magical beings, wouldn't they be aware that I'm about to start the lawnmower and run over them? I was like, but this is the shit that we do, is we will read something and we'll go, oh, okay. That's what I must live my life as now. And it's like, where is the what? You know, so I used to do it. And then one day I realized, wow, I am totally insane. Okay, good.
Yeah, they might see you coming. They might already know before you even get down the house.
Yeah, you'd think they're going to hear that lawnmower. They're not the quietest of machines. So
I love it. Well, I would love to have some conversation with you about what has actually making choice created for you in your life.
It's created a lot of movement. And like I said before, even with the willingness to get it wrong is even when I'm choosing things that aren't working, my life is moving because I'm choosing. And then I can still go, it's like one of the things we talk about in Access is 10-second increments of choice. So it's like, because most of us will get up and we'll have our days planned for us already. We'll have our to-do list. We'll have, this is how my day is going to work. And with that, that's exactly how your day works. You've got it mapped out. You've already planned your day. So there go any possibilities outside of what you've already decided is going to show up existing. For me, I don't do that. I don't ever have to-do lists because I'm bored within 3 seconds if I have a to-do list. So for me, I'll just choose. In every moment, I'm going, okay, what can I choose now? Choosing, 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 choosing. And it may sound like a lot of work, and a lot of people go, oh, that's exhausting. Can't you just tell me what to do? Well, okay, that's a lie. The lie is that it's exhausting. The truth is that it is creative. And people say, well, how do I create my life? You create your life by making choices. And you'll realize you'll get the awareness with every choice you make, what's going to work and what's not going to work. It's not about waiting to see what's going to work with the choices you make before you choose them, because then you're already trying to figure out the answer of what that choice is going to create. Now, with that, you're never going to know what your choice is going to create. You're only going to know that it will create. So people go, but wait a minute, you're talking about, well, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose it? So I have to know what my choice is going to be like in 5 years if I'm going to make that choice. No, you're going to get an energetic awareness of if it's going to create more in your life or less in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like if I'm making a choice, it's not going, okay, if I choose this, let me foresee the future of that choice so I can know exactly how it's going to turn out before I choose it, so I can figure out if it's going to match the judgments I have of what I need to be. It doesn't work. Because I've already stopped myself and I've already gone into my head going, okay, if I think this out, then I can figure it out and then I can make it work. it doesn't work that way, because if you could figure everything out with your logical mind, you would have everything you desired already.
So true. And I can think of so many instances where I've spent in my head trying to figure it out, you know, getting to the finish line before I've even gotten out of the starting gate, and then wondering why in the world things are not working out the way that I think they should be.
Yeah, I know, right? And, you know, the thing I love about, you know, talking about all this stuff and talking to people around the world is I've done it all. Like I said, I didn't grow up with money. I didn't grow up with a happy family. I didn't grow up with anything that I could, like, my life had been pretty much turmoil since day one, you know? So it's like, but I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for everything in my life, because it gives me, like I said, every single part of that gave me the awareness on how I could change it, and then mm-hmm. how I could speak to other people with how they can change it too. So with that, and with the title of this show, with what was it? You're just one choice from change.
Yes.
Is recognizing that it's not looking for that one choice to rule them all, but it's recognizing that there's one choice you could make right now to change the trajectory of your future. See, most of us think our future is this solid thing. Well, my future has already been predetermined, so I'm just existing until I get to it. No, your whole future could change right now based on one choice. And people go, oh, shit. I could make one choice and I could start changing my whole life with one choice. Yes. But it's like, I was having a talk with, we'll talk about that after the break.
Yes, sir. We sure will. Okay, guys, we'll be back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, here today with Brendan Watts. And just as a reminder, you guys can always find me on Facebook through either my name or Imperfect Brilliance. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. So lots of ways to find me as well. And Brendan, again, for anybody looking for him and all of the classes he is facilitating, he's got a website, BrendanWatt, WATT.com. Right before the break,
I like yours better.
Oh, thank you.
It's got yummy in it. Mine doesn't have yummy in it.
Well, you could always change it, Brendan. It's always a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking all about choice today and how one choice can literally change the trajectory of your future. So I wonder are there any choices that you have not been allowing yourself to make that if you would start to make them would change the trajectory of your future? So you were going to tell us a story and we had to go to break. So do you remember what the story is?
Well, you know, with you saying that, it's like a lot of people, when you say that, like I can perceive the way that people hear that, because a lot of people,
yep,
and a lot of the people that I've talked to actually do have that sense of that choice that they could make, whether it's, oh, you know what, I've been suffering in this job for 10 years and I really know I could make a different choice and I could have a different career if I just make that choice, but I'm not willing to lose something. So most of us won't make that choice based on this idea that we will lose if we make it, you know, and we're always holding on to our existence, thinking that that's the way that we can protect ourselves from not having it. And that's, once again, one of the biggest lies that we buy, is that this sense that we can actually lose. And for me, it's like, you know, we talk about, you know, this in this reality, we talk, there's a lot of things about failing. Well, if I choose this, I may fail. And it's like, and one of the things I talk to people about is, have you ever failed? And they go, what do you mean? Well, okay, name a time in your life where you've failed. And they'll go, okay, well, this didn't show up right. And I'll go, okay, so did you actually fail, or did you get an awareness that pushed you into a new way that you could see a different reality with it? And they go, oh, yeah, well, I actually got more awareness of me. And I go, okay, so did you truly fail? No. See, failure is one of the lies that keeps us from choosing as well. The idea that if we choose, we will fail. No, if you choose, you will get more aware. So so for me, that's been one of the biggest, it's been another one of the biggest helpers for me, is recognizing that looking through my life and going, you know what, I never failed, because I always got a greater sense of what I could create, even when it didn't show up the way I thought it was going to. And but it shows up and you get the awareness from it. So there's that. And the thing I was talking about before break was, I was talking to Dane the other day and I was looking at these things that had been going on in my life. And I said to him, and I heard it come out of my mouth, and I went, yeah, well, I've still got a long way to go. And he goes, well, wait a minute. What if there was, and I went, oh yeah, that was light. That felt wonderful. Now I felt like shit when I said it. So I went, okay, that's not true. But he goes, okay, so what if there was one choice you can make right now that would change all this? And I went, exactly. You know, but that's the place, if you look from and you go, okay, what one choice could I make right now that would change all of this? So that, and I went, okay, cool. So I could make one choice right now. And I started seeing it from a whole different angle, because I was out of the lie of I have a long way to go, because that's bullshit. We don't have a long way to go. We can change anything right now based on the choices we make. And I'm like, okay, good. So now I could make a different choice, and I did, and my life started moving again.
I love that.
It was really hard.
So true. Like there's been different times in my life where I've literally paralyzed myself from making any choice. Have you ever done that?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure every single person listening would be saying, oh, you see me, you hear me. Yes, we do.
Yeah. And even that is a choice. Which is kind of something to be like, wait, what? How is not choosing a choice?
Yeah, well, how much energy does it take not to choose?
A lot for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot for everybody. It's like to not choose takes so much energy.
There's
so,
really an interesting energy here. We're talking about this. So in the not choosing, and there's just this like heaviness, heavy energy. And I'm wondering like how much of that is just the, you know, the unwillingness to choose, or unwillingness might not be the right, you know, the correct word here, but it's like looking at that energy of what is that. So what are you aware of there?
Well, it's like, what have you decided that your life must look like that eliminates your choices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like most people will go, well, my life must look this way. So you can only ever choose that which will create your life staying the same as it is. And for me, it's like people tell me I'm a nut job all of the time because and it's like, and my greatest friends tell me I'm a nut job all of the time as well, because it's like one of the things I'll do is I just choose. And like I've thrown my life into absolute turmoil many times with the choices I've made, but it's like, but I'll keep choosing them. You know, and I'll keep choosing them, knowing that I will get more of me, and I will change. I know that about myself, and I trust that about myself. I trust that I will change, and I trust that there's nothing that can stop me. So if you get to that place, you've got to be willing to go, you know what? I trust me enough to know that the choices that I make will give me the awareness that I need to get to where I need to get to. And if you start getting that, you start knowing that there's nothing you can ever choose that's going to stop you. It's only going to, it may appear to stop you, but if you look at it from the place of, okay, what awareness did I get from this? Then it's a different reality. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything in your life right now, to anybody who's listening, that's not changing, there's some lie there with it. Okay. Anything that sticks you is based on a lie. There's some lie that's keeping you stuck. So what lie have I bought here, or what lie have I been sold here that's keeping me stuck? And then go, okay, everything that is, and use the clearing statement, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now with that clearing statement as well, I know you said before about the video with Dane, which is brilliant. When I first came along to Access and got my bars run for the first time, I was a mess, and I went in and saw this girl and got a session with her, and she said, all right, so I'm going to do this thing called the bars, and I've got this other thing called the clearing statement, so I'm just going to ask you these questions, and I'm going to say these crazy words. And I was like sobbing, going, I don't care what you say, just help me, you know. And so I'm laying on this table, and she's asking me questions, and it's bringing up these energies for me, you know. And at that stage, I didn't even know what energy was, or didn't think
right.
I did. And
right.
So she'd go, all right, so what's going on in your life with this? And I'd go, blur, you know, and I'd tell her. And she'd go, okay, so everything that is and everything that keeps that stuck, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meons. And literally after an hour and a half, my life had changed. And I was like, what the hell did she just do to me? You
what
know, but I was
just
like,
happened?
What just happened? You know, so there's with that. So recognize that there's nothing in your life right now that cannot change. Okay, nothing. And I can say this from a place of I've been there and done it many, 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 many times, where I've gone, this can't change. This isn't changing. Okay, what's the lie here keeping this stuck?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and meons. And that's like with that, it's like it's not a how. Most of us are looking for, well, how do I change this? How is not a reality. Because as soon as you go into how, you're looking at how you can define it out of existence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if you had a magic wand right now and you could change anything, what would you change?
Love that question.
Well, I definitely changed my financial situation because I hate having no money. Okay, good. So if that was the area right now that you'd like to change, then work on it and go, okay, so everything I've decided about money and all the lies I've been told about money, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and mealings, because when you change the energy of it is when it starts to change.
Right. Right. And it opens up doors and windows of possibilities where they've been slammed shut, nailed shut, glued shut. For a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, with the, you know, the thing with the lies is it's like, it's not, it's what we get brought up with. And it's not that our parents, it's not that they go, okay, I'm going to lie to you about this. But it's like, they don't actually have the information either. So for me, growing up, it's like I bought all of these definitions of myself based on the way that I had been defined by others. You know, so with money, for example, it's like I grew up and every time money came up in a conversation, people would argue. So I'd started seeing money as this evil force that created the argument. Not that the people actually chose to argue. But it was the money. The money was the source for the upset. So for me growing up, once I got to the age of earning money, it was like I went, well, why would I want money? Money just creates upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money my whole life. And then one day I went, okay, so what do I hate about money? And I went, oh, I hate that it creates upset. And I went, wait a minute. And I saw my whole past of where that lie had been created and where I'd based my reality on it. And I went, okay, I'm over that. It's much more fun to have money. And I started using that clearing statement on everywhere I'd bought the lie that the money was the source for the upset. And my financial reality started to change because I'd changed the energy of it.
Mm-hmm. And so changing the energy of something goes right along with the choice. And so if you're choosing to change the energy, I wonder what that could do, you know, like what that could open up for you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, and being willing to jump and not know where you're going to land, or, you know, if you're going to land on cotton or you might land on something a little bit sharper, and being willing to go. I would love for you to talk, you know, we've only got a few minutes left, but I would love for you to talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's it, is the willingness to go. And like I said before, with trusting yourself. So it's like, even if you start like with changing the energy. So anyone who's listening, it's like, start with, and be, with this, be kind to yourself, okay? It's not about making you wrong for anything, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, none of you are wrong, okay? You're not wrong for anything that's showing up in your life. It's just, if it's not working, okay, can I change this now? So look at one area of your life that's not working and look at it and go, okay, so if I was to change the energy of this and have it be different, then how many lives have I bought with this? And be with it. You know, if it's be with it for a day, be with it for a week. If you're struggling with your family right now, if it's you're struggling with money right now, if it's struggling with work right now, something, pick something and go, all right, so how many lies have I bought that keeps me stuck and not seeing a future beyond what I'm creating with this?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm creating with this, what I'm creating with this, what I'm creating with this. Because if you get to that place, then you start to realize, okay, I've created it. Now I can uncreate it and I can create something different. And then work on it and go, okay, so all the lies I've bought with this and everything that I'm not even asking for that can change it, I use the clearing statement.
And
there's my words of wisdom.
Such an invitation, Brendan. Thank you. Oh my God. Like, seriously, what this has done for my life, like, totally has changed my life. Like, these tools, these questions, these choices, and the willingness to choose and then choose again, and being willing to fall on my face, being willing to say, oh, maybe that wasn't my greatest choice. Well, I get to choose again. And and getting away from making myself so wrong for any choice that I made is another thing that has been so freeing.
Yeah. And that's it. It is freeing. It is freeing to recognize that you can go, oh, okay, that didn't work. I'll make another choice. You might have a lot more fun in your life if you start living it from that place.
And I do talk about kids a lot, you know, on this show, and how they don't judge themselves and they don't have a point of view, and they'll, you know, you start with a clean room and then 5 minutes later, they're like a tornado that's gone through and every toy's pulled out, and they go from this toy to that toy to this toy and back again. And oh my gosh, I lost track of time. Brandy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I'm grateful for you too. And thank you for everything you're doing with this show. It's marvelous. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Brendan. And I guess I will see you in August in Costa Rica.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Thank you, Betsy.
BrendanWatt.com. My website, creatingyumminess.com. Check us out, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.